And you are listening to WORT 89.9 FM, Madison.
Support for this program comes from Greater Madison Music City. Through proven strategies, success stories, and challenges, the Music City Circuit, presented by Greater Madison Music City, will highlight music tourism's role as a driver of urban transformation, offering valuable insights on how to shape our future as a music city while empowering our local musicians and music-related businesses. The Music City Circuit, coming soon to select streaming platforms. More information at ourgmmc.org.
Welcome to the Access Hour, where each week WORT offers you the opportunity to fly your program over the radio. The Access Hour is WORT's commitment to community access to the airwaves. For this hour, we have turned the airwaves over to a member of the public. The views expressed on the Access Hour do not represent the views of the station, its staff, programmers, or the board of directors. We'd like this show to be as unpredictable as possible, so we need your creative ideas. It's a fair trade. You give us what you've got, and we give you the facilities and any help you need to get your program airborne. So let your mind wander and wonder. And when the inspiration for some pretty good radio glows with a clear, bright light, get in touch. Just go to WORTFM.org and look on the left side for Sign Up to Host an Access Hour. Programs are scheduled first come, first served. And now it's time to begin another foray into the freest form program on the WORT schedule, the Access Hour.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Mark.
And hello to all of you out there listening to the Access Hour on WORT tonight. We are glad you are with us. We are the directors of the Madison New Horizons Band, Mark Saltzman.
And Kathy Ponoir, and this is the New Horizons Swing Band.
Right. Well, at least part of the New Horizons Swing Band here in the studio of WORT. And we're going to play some music for you tonight and also tell you a little bit about the band and what we do.
Hey, you think we should maybe start off with a little music?
Let's do that, yeah. What are we going to play first?
How about Stella by Starlight?
Sounds great. This is Kathy Ponoir directing the New Horizons Swing Band and Stella by Starlight. If you are just joining us, that was the New Horizons Swing Band playing Stella by Starlight. Hey, Kathy, that was great. Let's talk about the band a bit. They really are good looking, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
You know, the interesting thing about is that many of these players have actually been in the band longer than we have.
Well, That's true, but how long has this band been around?
Well, that's a good question. I know the concert band has been around over 30 years, but I'm not really sure how long the swing band has been in existence. Martha, how long have you been in the band?
26 years.
Let me get over here with the mic with you. 26 years, and you said that the band was already going when you got here, right?
Swing band was well established when I joined, yes.
This is Martha Lemansky, our piano player. And let's just go around and meet a few of the other folks here. Can you tell me your name and what you play?
Dick Murray, play trumpet.
Dick Murray on trumpet.
I'm Gloria Goodmanson. I'm on alto sax.
Glenn Nielsen, alto sax.
Bob Schlafer, trumpet.
Oh, hey, Mark, I bet there are some people listening that might not know what New Horizons is. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, let's do that. But first, let's play another song.
I think it's your turn to play one. What do you want to do?
How about It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing?
Mark Saltzman.
It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing by Duke Ellington. If you're just joining us, we are the Madison New Horizons Swing Band, and I am one of the directors, Mark Saltzman.
And I am the other director, Kathy Ponoir.
Now, what else were we going to talk about?
Let's tell the audience what New Horizons is.
Right. New Horizons is an international organization run by begun by Dr. Roy Ernst, who was a music professor at Eastman School of Music in New York in the late in the 90s. Here's a little bit of what Roy says about New Horizons. When I started the first New Horizons band in 1991, my philosophy was that anyone can learn to play music at a level that would bring a sense of accomplishment and the ability to perform in a group. Thousands of New Horizons musicians have proven that to be true, many starting in their late retirement years with no musical background at all. Roy Ernst goes on to say, "My motto is, your best is good enough." I love that.
Hey, Mark, maybe we should explain that even though this is the swing band that has about 35 members, we also have a concert band that has around 60 members.
Right. And the New Horizons Swing Band and Concert Band both rehearse on Wednesday nights at the new Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra Center for Music on East Washington Avenue. Kathy, what else should we tell them about New Horizons?
Anyone who is interested in learning more about the New Horizons bands can go to our website, hookedonbands.org, or you can find us on Facebook at Madison New Horizons Band.
Right. We should probably also talk about performances. The concert band performs two concerts a year, but the swing band plays a lot more, don't we?
We play several outdoor gigs throughout the summer, but we also have a gig coming up in about a month at the Goodman Community Center in their Brassworks building. So if any of you listening to us this evening like big band music, you can come and hear us live on Thursday, April 10th at 6:30 p.m. We'll give you some more details about that at the end of the show, but know that it is a free performance and open to the public, and we would love to see you there.
Well, let's play something else. I've let you rest long enough. What should we do?
Bye-bye, Blackbird.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, let's do Bye-Bye, Blackbird. This is a piece written by Ray Henderson in 1926. It's almost 100 years old. We play music from a lot of different eras, but the music for our April 10th gig is swing band music, mainly from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Oh, and there's dancing, too. If you love to dance to live music or you know someone that does, then the swing band dance is for you.
That was Bye Bye Blackbird. Who are some of our soloists in that one, Mark?
We have Dennis Baer on Barry Sax, plays solo. Linda Wright on tenor. Gloria Goodmanson on alto. And the illustrious Glenn Nielsen on alto as well. And also little Jimmy Kyle back there on slide trombone.
And you can hear music just like this, as we talked about earlier, on April 10th at our Swing Band Dance at the Goodman Center's Brassworks Building on the east side of Madison for its 6:30 p.m. show.
Hey, Kathy, how about we play something slow? You want to do another one?
I have just the right tune. It's a beautiful George and Ira Gershwin tune, Embraceable You. That was Embraceable You by George and Ira Gershwin. Our soloists were Gloria Goodmanson, Linda Wright, Dick Murray, and Bob Schlafer. We're going to interview a couple more people. What's your name? How long have you been in the band?
Larry Hockman. I've been in the band probably since 2000.
And what do you play?
I play guitar right now. I started out as a trumpet player in the band. We had about 9 or 10 trumpet players at the time. Didn't have a guitarist, so I decided I know how to play guitar. Might as well bring it in and see how it worked. It's been working ever since.
Awesome. We have, thank you. Yep, go ahead.
Dennis Baer from Middleton. I've been in the band about 20, 21 years. And most of us had careers at one time, and then after we got done retired, we started playing again. So that's what the New Horizons band's all about.
Yeah. And where did you go to high school?
East High, of course.
Pergolder, through and through. All right, love it.
Linda Wright, and I've been with a band for about 25 years. I'm one of those people who never played in a band before I joined New Horizons, and here I am.
Can you play?
Can I play?
No, what it is for you?
Well, I play the tenor sax.
Awesome.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Thanks, Linda. Are we ready to play another tune, Mark?
Yeah, let's play another one. Let's do Take the A-Train.
All right.
Let's do that.
Here's Take the A-Train, directed by Mark Saltzman. So, Mark, what are some other things that we should tell our listening audience?
That's a great question. Thank you. let's just, I want to ask a couple more questions from some folks in the band. And maybe talk about why you are in the New Horizons band, and why are you here? Why are you in this group, Gloria?
Well, I started in the group a little over 20 years ago, and I picked up my alto sax that I left after high school, and just decided I wanted to start playing again. I wanted somebody to play with. Some way to have a purpose and some goals with my playing. So I heard about the New Horizons band, gave Ward Broad a call, and the rest is history.
How about back in there in the trumpet section, Bob Schlafer?
And Bob, I know that you are one of what I'll say newer member. I know it's been a few years yet, but so let us know how you heard about the band and why you joined us.
All right, Kathy. Well, I was a teacher in the Monona Grove School District and actually taught your son science. And I knew about New Horizon because of the district had a conductor in it for a while, Pat Dorn, and also a colleague of mine, too, Bill Ziegler, played saxophone, not in that band maybe, but I knew of him. But anyway, I was in band when I was in high school and loved band and missed it. And I got back to it and I love being in it. partly to have something to perform for, but to also socialize. I'm a social butterfly, and after rehearsal we hang out, and I just feel like I've made some lifetime friendships with it too.
So there's a social component to it.
There sure is.
Yeah, that's good.
Does anybody in here want to speak to Bandcamp?
Yeah, one of the fun things we do when I first started conducting the group, somebody said, I was still teaching, and they said, "Oh, you got to come to Bandcamp," and I'm like, "Okay, well, what is this thing? I didn't understand it." And this has been, we just had our 30th year of Bandcamp this last summer, right? Up in Bjorklinden, up in Door County, and it is so much fun. Three of the most fun days of the year for me. And there are people come from all over the place. They come from the Midwest, Iowa, Illinois. We have a couple people from Canada that come, Arizona. And we just have fun making music together. And it's really a great time.
Maybe it's time to pull a jazz classic out for us to play next.
Yeah, let's do... you guys got one more in you? Piece of cake. They're scoffing at me. Let's do In the Mood.
Sounds great. Right. Here is the New Horizons Swing Band playing the jazz classic In the Mood.
Thank you.
All right, way to go, everyone. Just and if that didn't get your feet tapping, those of you who are listening, I'm just to let you here, let you know that we're going to be playing music just like that on April 10th at the Brassworks on the east side of Madison.
Jumping with them. And my hope is that somebody was out there dancing. Please raise your hand if you were dancing out there. The beauty of radio. All right, we're going to play another one for you. Classic Count Basie tune. This is Jumpin' at the Woodside. If you didn't dance to that last one, you're going to dance to this one.
Thank you. That is the New Horizons Swing Band. And we have a few more tunes to play for you, but before we do that, we'd like to acknowledge the members of the swing band that are here with us this evening. And as we mentioned, we are usually a swing band of about 35, but we are in the WORT studio right now, and it would be just a little crowded if we were 35 people in here. So instead, we're 13 in the room. Thanks. So I'll start with our rhythm section. We have Larry Hockman on guitar. We have guest bass player Tom Milkey on bass and guest drum player Patrick
Granzen.
Thanks. Thank you, Patrick. And on keyboards, we have Martha Lemansky. So thank you, rhythm section. And our brass section, we have Dick Murray, Bob Schlafer on trumpet. Also, our director, Mark Saltzman, was playing in some trumpet as well tonight. And we have a guest trombone player, Jim Kyle. Thanks for being here, Jim. And then our saxophone section is made up of Barry Sax, Dennis Baer, tenor sax, Linda Wright, alto saxophones, Gloria Goodmanson, and Glenn Nielsen. And once again, I am Kathy Ponoir, one of the directors, and
Mark Saltzman, the other director.
I haven't been doing a very good job of announcing who the soloists were, so I just wanted to make sure that we that I recognized Linda Wright and Gloria Goodmanson in the mood, those fantastic that saxophone battle happening in there. So thank you for that. And also on trumpet was the lovely Dick Murray. Yes, you're lovely. You are definitely lovely back there on that and that fantastic, iconic trumpet solo. So should we play another one, Kath?
Yeah, something about getting your kicks.
I know that one. I know that one. Let's see if they do.
And this will feature our bass player, Tom Mielke, tonight on at the start of this piece. A 1, 2, 3, and... Thank you, everyone. And we had Dick Murray on trumpet, Bob Schlafer on trumpet, and Dennis Bear, Barry Sax, solos. Did I miss anyone? Oh, and Tom, of course. Thank you. Ready for a little more music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do another one. It's Only a Paper Moon. And I don't know, is there some kind of limit to how many times we can plug our April 10th gig?
No.
I don't think there is. So, again, we are playing at the Brass Works at the Goodman Center on the east side and at 6:30, from 6:30 to 8:30 on April 10th, Thursday, April 10th, and we would love to have you there.
It's free.
It don't cost nothing.
It costs nothing.
Yeah, and you can come and dance and or just hang out and listen to the music. I would love to know. I don't know how we would ever find out, but I would love to know if someone is dancing at home. Because to me, there's really, it's so much fun to play music for people who are dancing. So I'm imagining that you're dancing out there. So this is It's Only a Paper Moon. Harold Arlen tune.
two. I want to think. We had Linda Wright on tenor sax solo. Who else did we have? And Big Bad Bob on the trumpet solo. What are we going to do next, Kath?
Well, actually, Mark, before we do that, how about if you and I describe an evening on a Wednesday evening at the WISO Center and what that looks like for some of our members?
Yeah. So we have both of a swing band rehearsal at 5:15. And then we have a concert band rehearsal from 6:15 till 7:30, right in this new, beautiful WISO building. And we have a little 15-minute break in between.
I think that most of the swing band members are also in concert band, but that's certainly not a requirement.
Yeah, right. Almost everybody is. And, sometimes people start off with just the concert band, and then they join the swing band at another time.
And when folks hear about the New Horizons band and they're interested, what do you think they should do?
It's a great question. What do you think they should do?
I think that they should go to the website, hookedonbands.org. There's contact information there. And one of our members, Phil Vorlander, will make sure that you get the information that you need. And you can show up at a rehearsal with or without an instrument on the first day just to kind of check us out. Anybody's welcome anytime to come in and listen to us play.
Yeah. We also have a Facebook page, and there, I think we just got up on the page tonight some information about that April 10th gig. So if you're looking for something written, it is on there. But I think it's also on going to be on the jazz calendar as well, so the Madison Jazz Calendar. Should we play another one?
Yep, I'm ready. I'm ready to direct a piece called Time After Time.
Is this the Cyndi Lauper one? Is that...
I don't know. You take a listen and tell me what you think.
Okay. All right. We'll find out.
Thank you.
One of my favorite tunes, time after time. I don't think that was the Cyndi Lauper one.
No.
Right? I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
A little different.
Yeah. I'm such a media person, and I really love technology. And I have on my phone several people who have texted me to say they are dancing. So Marie Kyle says she's dancing, and my lovely wife is dancing. Pat Dorn says, sorry to disappoint you, but I am not dancing. But he will be dancing on April 10th. He said, I promise I will be there on April 10th.
I'm going to hold him to that.
Yeah. So I'm glad that there's people out there. I was dancing. That's such a great tune.
Speaking of holding him to that, sometimes at this swing band concert or performance that we have coming up, sometimes we do a slow dance. You got to have a slow dance every once in a while. So we encourage the people that come to our swing into spring performance to dance, and whether it's fast or slow. So we have a beautiful slow song called The Shadow of Your Smile.
This is starting out featuring our keyboard player, Martha Lemansky.
Gloria Goodmanson on alto saxophone solo there. And we have, was there another solo in there too? Oh, of course. How can I forget? The lugubrious.
And of course.
Dick Murray.
And of course, Martha Solo at the.
And Martha Lemansky. I want to like have people applaud, but this. How about let's applaud in here for Martha, huh? Yeah, all right.
We have a couple more tunes that we're going to play for you before the hour is up. But before we do that, we surely want to thank WORT allowing us the opportunity to be in the Access Hour. And we're just thrilled. We're thrilled to be here and appreciate all their support and helping us get set up in the studio. So we're going to play a swinging tune called Opus 1. That's great, everyone. Thanks so much. We had some solos in there. Linda Wright playing tenor saxophone, Jim Kyle on trombone, and Glenn Nielsen on alto sax.
Hey, Kathy. Thanks to everybody out there for listening. We really appreciate your presence and your support for the New Horizons Band. One more time.
Did we mention something about a performance on April 10th? Have we talked about that at all?
What was that again?
Well, in case you forgot that we are going to be performing the Swing into Spring performance on April 10th at the Goodman Center Brassworks Building on Madison's East Side. The evening is free, open to the public, and we start playing at 6:30. Bring your dancing shoes.
And check out our website, hookedonbands.org, and more information there about the band and about April 10th. We hope to see you there. Thanks so much. We like this so much, we're playing it twice. We're going to end up with In the Mood one more time.
And again, thanks to WORT for having something called the Access Hour, where we are able to play for our listening audience. Thanks for tuning in.
And thanks to our tech out there, Aaron, in the booth. Thank you so much. You're awesome. And to Adrian Ramey, who helped get us in here, the outreach person at WORT. Thank you so much. All right.
One, two, one, two, three, and...
You've been listening to The Access Hour. The views expressed on The Access Hour do not necessarily represent those of the station's board of directors, staff, or programmers. Please remember that this show relies on your ideas. You can submit your idea by clicking on Sign Up to Host an Access Hour in the WORT website. The Access Hour is anything you want it to be.
You've been listening to WORT, Back Porch Broadcasting, Madison.
This is Quetzalo. You're listening to
Something Wonderful
on WORT in Madison, Wisconsin.
YWCA Madison invites you to join them to celebrate the 22nd annual Circle Fundraiser on Thursday, March 20th at the Alliant Energy Center from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. YWCA Madison is eager to gather with their community of supporters to share stories that speak to who they are and demonstrate their values of humanity, community, growth, and restoration, which are at the heart of how they move as an organization. Attending the Circle fundraiser impacts the lives of thousands of women, children, and families who are served each year through YWCA's transformational programs in housing and shelter, employment and transportation, restorative justice, and learning and movement building. More information about the Circle fundraiser and other YWCA programs and resources can be found at ywcamadison.org. That's the 22nd annual Circle fundraiser on Thursday, March 20th at the Alliant Energy Center. Keeping you informed of community events and resources, this is WORT 89.9 FM and WORTFM.org.